Shall we therefore put our hands together for the Lord as we welcome our mother in the Lord, Pastor Mrs. Faith Oyedepo.
Somebody shout the loudest, hallelujah. Please lift up your right hand to God. Say after me, Heavenly Father. Can you say it louder, please? Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I'm ready for your word. Give me understanding. I receive it in Jesus' name. Everybody shout it loud, amen. And as you have declared it, Lord, make it happen for us. And help us to be hearers and doers, and let your name be glorified. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. That amen can be louder. Please be seated and put your wonderful hands together for the Lord. You can make it bigger. Shiloh 2025 and breaking new grounds, that shall be our portion in Jesus' name. This morning again, I count it a great privilege to be able to stand here to share with us from the Word of God out of the abundance of that which we have been taught. And I believe, God, that on this third hour of visitation, God will visit somebody. If you are the one, let your amen show it. At this moment, we are looking at this topic caption, engaging the power of testimonies. Engaging the power of what? Can you say that with me, please, everybody? One, two, go. One more time. And may I declare to somebody under the sound of my voice right now, you are departing from Shiloh 2025 as a bundle of testimonies. If you receive it, let your amen show it. Even if you came to Shiloh initially with trials, those trials shall be turned to testimonies. Two scriptures as we begin. Revelation 12:1. And they overcame him by the 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of what? Their testimony. They overcame by the word of their testimony. Scripture number 2, 2 Corinthians 10:4. 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. May the Lord bless his word in our hearts in Jesus' name. In Bible days, they overcame by testimony. In contemporary days that we are in right now, we also shall continue to overcome by testimony. The Bible rolls out to us the weapons of our warfare. But testimonies, whether of others or of your own life, is one of the most powerful spiritual tools for accessing and releasing the supernatural. Most powerful tools. So when the Bible talks about the weapons of our warfare, it's not limited to the word of God and things like that. Testimonies is one of such. And I've come to discover in my life journey that testimonies can be quoted and rehearsed in warfare. Life is a battlefield, but thank God you and I are destined not just to win, but to triumph. So we can quote and rehearse testimonies in warfare. That was what David did when he was confronted with Goliath. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 37 all the way to 50. What did David say? David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, he will, not he may, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. Tell me, God will deliver me. Say, like you believe it. And we all know the rest of the story. The rest is history. Did God deliver David or not? I'm glad to announce to somebody on that side of my voice, I don't know the Goliath that might have been staring you in the face. Whether in your health, in your finances, in your relationships, in your career, in your business, the good news is that Goliath is coming down. I said that Goliath is coming down. So let's remember that testimonies are not just mere stories, but they are spiritual forces that carry power to provoke the supernatural when they are rightly engaged. Just as you remind God of his word in prayer, you can also remind God of testimonies when you are confronted with life's battles. It happened for David and it worked for him. It's working for many others. It will work for you and I. We must also remember that sometimes testimonies may be inexplainable, but they cannot be denied. You may not be able to explain them, but they cannot be denied. So what is a testimony? No assumption. What is a testimony? The dictionary defines the word testimony as evidence. As what? As what? Can you say it louder, please? As evidence in support of a fact or a proof. Evidence in support of a fact or a proof. But spiritually, what is a testimony? Let's take a look at a few of these. What is a testimony? Number one, it's the hand of God at work in the affairs of men. The hand of who? Louder, please, of who? The hand of God at work in the affairs of men. Please say me, the hand of God. Say it louder, everybody. The loudest you can. One more time. At work in the affairs of men. Acts 19:11. The scripture tells us, Acts chapter 19, verse 11. God wrought special miracles, but by the hand of who? Who wrought the special miracles? But he used the hands of who? So it is the hand of God at work in the affairs of men. Behind every divine intervention is the unmistakable hand of God. When we look through scriptures, it's very clear that the hand of God symbolizes his power, his authority, and his intervention. It symbolizes his power, authority, and intervention. In Acts 11:21, concerning the apostles, the Bible says the hand of the Lord was with them. The hand of the Lord was with them. From Shiloh 20:25, the hand of God will be with somebody. The hand of God will go with you. The hand of God will distinguish you.
Amen.
If you believe that, let your amen show it.
Amen.
Because the hand of God distinguishes people, you shall be distinguished.
Amen.
Ezra chapter 8 and verse 22. Ezra 8, 22. The scripture says, "And the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him. Again, I decree and declare from Shiloh this year, the hand of God will be upon you."
Amen.
Put your right hand on your forehead, everybody. Say, "The hand of God from today comes upon me." Say a believing amen.
Amen.
Let your amen show that you believe it.
Amen.
Many years ago, we are at the Oral Roberts University campus, and God's servant has shared this testimony several times. He looked around, walked around, looked at the things that had taken place there. And he said, "This is God at work. This is God at work." Not only that, it can happen anywhere else. It can happen anywhere else. And what a joy today, Covenant University is happening. Not only that, Landmark University has happened. Not only that, we just heard it mentioned to us during the hour of prayer of the School of Medicine, the law school that is coming on. The hand of God. The hand of God. Somebody say me, the hand of God. That hand of God will distinguish you. For those of us seated here at the Faith Tabernacle, this is the hand of who? Can I hear you say louder, please? Is it the hand of any man? Do like this. Say, "This is the hand of God." And what a joy, the ark is coming. You and I will be there. Let me hear your loud and believing amen. Oh. That is the hand of who?
God.
That is the hand of who?
God.
You might have seen the picture wherever, but even if you haven't seen the picture, very shortly, you and I will be inside it.
Yeah.
You will enter the ark.
Yeah.
That hand of God will follow you.
Yeah.
That hand of God that is distinguishing this commission will distinguish you. That hand of God will distinguish your business.
Yeah.
Distinguish your career.
Yeah.
Distinguish your family.
Yeah.
Number two, what is a testimony? The testimony of scriptures is the spirit of prophecy. Revelations 19:10. The testimony of scriptures is the spirit of prophecy. The later part of that scripture says, "The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of what? Of prophecy." In other words, testimonies carry prophetic ability. They carry prophetic ability. They carry what? They unveil what God can do before he even does them. It unveils to us. So, the victories of old should not become mere history to us as believers today. But they must be preserved as prophecy. They must never be allowed to become history only. We must preserve them as what? As prophecy, declaring what God is able, one, what God is willing to, and what God is ready to do. From this season forward, what God has declared concerning you and I and greater dimension and speed will begin to happen. Let me hear your believing. Amen. God's servant has shared with us over and again how that he read the testimony of John Wesley. At the age of 80, he was crossing the nations on horseback. And he said he received supernatural strength. And we are all witnesses today how that supernatural strength is manifesting in his life today. We are all witnesses. We're here this morning. We all saw him standing, leading us. The ministry began over 40 years ago. Year 1, 2, 3. The hand of God. Strength that cannot be natural. Even those of us that walk with him, everybody is trying to catch up with him. Why? The strength of God. That strength is returning with somebody here. Number three, what's a testimony? Every testimony is a prophetic seed meant to reproduce after its kind. Prophetic seed meant to reproduce after its kind. In other words, testimonies carry reproductive power. They carry what? They carry reproductive power. Let's remember, every seed carries a harvest that is consistent with its kind. Every seed carries a harvest that is consistent with its kind. And every seed, when planted, produces a future outcome far greater than its present form. Testimonies are prophetic seed. Years ago, when the enemy first attacked my health, one of the things I can never forget, God's servant told me, he gave me the book of the testimony of this great woman of God of blessed memory, Dodi Austin, the wife of John Austin, the mother of Joel Austin. How that she was healed of cancer. She was diagnosed in 1981. And after doctors had tried everything, they sent her back home and gave her 6 weeks to live. At the age of 48, guess what? She went back home, stood on the word of God. This is 2025. She died at the age of 91. How many years difference? About 44. Give her 6 weeks to live. No more medical solution. Sent back home at the age of 48, but went on to glory at the age of 91. Not due to cancer, but of a natural death. Every testimony is a prophetic seed that can reproduce after its kind. So I took that book then, and it's one of the books I recommend to people when it comes to the aspect of healing. Read it and told myself, God is not a partial God. He did it for her. My own too must happen. In case you came here to Shiloh, wherever you may be connected right now, and maybe you have been given up by doctors, I've got good news for you. You shall live. I declare over your life, you shall live. In the name of Jesus Christ, you shall live. You shall not die. There is no death on your face. Oh, Say with me, there is no death on my face. Say like you believe it. The loudest you can. Please help me convince your neighbor. Point one finger to your neighbor. Say, there is no death on your face. Oh. Tell your neighbor, you shall not die. Say it again, you shall not die. One more time, you shall not die. Power of testimonies. Power. Do your hand like this. Say power. Say it again. Say power. One more time and the louder. Say power. The power of testimonies will work for you. So, sons of God, feed yourself with the testimony of what you believe God for. Feed yourself. Eat it like food. I had that book before, but that time I had to read again. Feed yourself. Eat it. Digest it. Like food. Let it become a part of you. God who did it for her has done my own. He will do your own. Next, testimonies are ordained to be replicated in the lives of those who receive and believe them. They are ordained to be replicated in the lives of those who receive and believe them. Matthew 9, 20 to 22. We're told about the woman with the issue of blood, who said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I shall be made whole. She did, and she was made whole. Fast forward to Matthew 14, 35 to 36, we see other people doing the same thing. And they were also made perfectly whole. They are ordained to be replicated. The word replicate simply means to make an exact copy. To make an exact copy. Testimonies are meant to be replicated. Exact copy. You are returning from Shiloh as an exact copy. Can I hear louder? Amen. In the Bible, 2 Kings chapter 2, Elisha witnessed God's hand on Elijah. He believed God for more, for double. 2 Kings 2:14. And it happened. Not just that, but twice. And he took the mantle. 2 Kings 2:14. He took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had also smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. The waters of the challenges of life will begin to part way for you. And we are told in scriptures that Elijah ended up doing double of what Elijah did. Replicated, and even more. We've had God's servant share with us over and again that he went to Tulsa in America and told God, whatever makes Hagin Hagin, I don't know the name, but I want it. Years ago, and see what God is doing through that testimony today. Now, we are all witnesses and partakers of what God is doing in this commission. You and I can stand and say, Lord, whatever makes Bishop David Olaniyi Oyedepo Oyedepo, I want it to. I want it. Do you want it? Some of you cannot answer. I said, do you want it to? Say with me, I want it. Say it again, I want it. Like you really believe it, I want it. God, who did it for him, via Kenneth E. Hagin, he will settle your case. And you can even believe for more. Don't say, I cannot do what Bishop David Oyedepo is doing. Let me just say on my con. Don't count yourself out now. Don't count yourself out. That's part of the reason why God has brought you into this family of God. You will make it. Yeah. That amen can be louder. Yeah. I said, you shall make it. Yeah. Whatever makes David Olaniyi Oyedepo, God, I pull it down. Lift up your hand. Pull it down. I want it. I receive it. 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 May I declare to somebody here, under the sound of my voice, nobody may know your name right now. But very shortly, your name will become like a household name. If you believe in that, your amen, show it. Number five. Testimonies are the raw interpretation of scriptures. Raw interpretation of scriptures. What does that mean? They show that the Bible is not a book of theory. No, but a book of divine acts still being manifested today. It's not a theory book. No, it's a book of divine acts. And I see that begin to happen in somebody's life. Number six, testimonies are the validation of the word of God. Mark 16:20, they went everywhere preaching, and the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Validation of the word of God. In other words, they give credibility to God's word. From this season forward, that shall become someone's experience. If you are the one, let your amen show it. Number seven, every testimony of the Lord is a pointer to our heritage. If God did it for one, he's committed to do it for another. If he did it for one, he's not a partial God. Psalm 119, verse 1, 1, 1. It is our heritage. It is our heritage. Say, my testimonies are my heritage. God's servant shared with us over and again how that the testimony of Smith Wigglesworth has given him dominion over all devils. Because he saw him snuff the devil. And so today, he too can stand and say, 1 billion devils cannot stand my way. Receive that boldness. Some of you cannot say amen. No. You know, some people, when they mention witches, they're like, no way. Witches are like, they are like ants under your feet. Tap your feet, say, you are like ants. Get out of my way. Say, you are like ants. I have dominion. If you have dominion, you will do your hand like this. You won't just be saying it. I have dominion. From this season, you will begin to dominate. And of course, finally, the testimonies of the Lord are valid forever. They don't expire. They remain the same. For instance, the testimony of Father Abraham in the Bible and the corporate tithing he paid has brought this commission under an open heaven. Somebody is returning from Shiloh under an open heaven. No more financial tightness for you. Let me hear your believing amen. They never expire. However, let's take a brief look at the biblical process for engaging testimonies. You know, we've been told, don't start looking for the products. Locate the process. Once you follow the process, you will arrive at the product. So what are the process? Number one, believe in the integrity of testimony. Believe it. Serve me, believe. Don't doubt testimonies. When you hear testimonies, recognize and accept them as credible accounts of God's ask, not a coincidence. Credible account, not a coincidence. So believe, because until you believe it, you cannot become it. Number two, believe in the power of God that brought it about. Believe in the power of God that brought it about. 1 Samuel 17, we referenced that earlier. David and Goliath. The same God that did it for David is the same God that you and I are serving today. Always remember, your case is not closed. Years ago, I attended a service here at the Faith Tabernacle when I was going through that ordeal. And I heard it loud and clear. There is no closed case with God. And I kept telling myself, my case is not. Somebody tell yourself that this morning, my case is not. My case is not closed to. There is no closed case with God. Say loud, amen. Amen. Believe in the power of God that brought it about. Number three, celebrate the hand of God upon the testifier. Celebrate it. We are not celebrating people when we listen to testimonies. It's not the testifier that we are celebrating. We are celebrating the hand of God upon who? The testifier. And that's why the end of every testimony, you say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Why? Because it is the hand of God that brought it to pass. So it's not that we are celebrating the testifier. We are celebrating God who brought the testimony to come to pass. And don't you ever forget, whatever you celebrate, you attract. So as you celebrate the hand of God, you attract such testimonies. Can I hear loud amen?
Amen.
Don't read negative meanings to testimony. Don't say, maybe the person is not telling us the whole thing. If he's not telling the whole thing, that's his own cup of tea. For me, I take it. And I celebrate the hand of God upon the life of the testifier. Shout aloud, amen.
Amen.
To celebrate simply means to acknowledge and to rejoice. So rejoice with such people. And when you do, your own too will come speedily. Remember I told you about the testimony concerning Oral Roberts University? God's servant said, this is God at work. But it can happen anywhere else. Number four, believe in the steps that he or she took. Believe in the steps that he or she took. Luke 1:45, the Bible says, blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of that which were told her from the Lord. Believe in the steps that he or she took. But don't stop there. Next, number five, prove that you believe by taking the same steps. Hebrews 6:12, the followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. When you take the same steps, you get the same result. So take the same steps by faith. Act the same way. I just mentioned to you a while ago the testimony of Dottie Austin. I found out some of the steps that she took, and I began to take the same. What are some of those texts? She found and located 40 scriptures. How many? And she was eating them regularly. What did I do? I went, checked the Old Testament, found scriptures on healing, went to the New Testament, found scriptures on healing. I said, if in her days she could locate 40, at my own time, I should locate more. And I put those scriptures together, more than 100. And that's what we have today in healing scriptures. You also have some of them in the small book titled The Healing Ministry of Jesus Christ. Some of you have read those books before. I took the same steps that she took. And I found out that after she got healed the first time, the enemy came and attacked her body again. So it wasn't once that she had it. But the second time, she took the same steps. And God restored her to perfect wholeness to the age of 91. I make bold to declare to somebody here under the sound of my voice, concerning your life, affliction shall not rise again the second time. That amen is not loud enough. Oh. I said, affliction shall not rise again the second time. I decree again, affliction shall not rise again the second time. And as we round up number 6, believe God to replicate the same order of testimonies in your life. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Believe God. Believe God to replicate the same in your life. And as God does that, finally, number 7, return all the glory to God. Who takes the glory? Who takes the glory? Return all the glory to God as He replicates and duplicates those testimonies in your life. Because by so doing, you are setting the stage for your next testimony. From Shiloh this year, somebody's life shall never lack testimony. If you are the one, can I hear your loudest amen? In conclusion, what kind of testimony are you believing God for? I don't know yours. Yours definitely will be different from others. You don't know mine. But the good news is the Bible is a book of testimonies. There is no challenge in any area of life that you and I cannot locate a relevant testimony for. So what kind of testimony do you believe God for? Locate it and engage with it. Therefore, as you engage with the power of testimony, I see God not just putting bundles of those testimonies in your life, but turning you to a living proof. Yeah. And remember, we've heard it said over and again, only fools doubt what? From this season forward, God of Shiloh will turn you to a living proof. It doesn't matter in what area of life you are believing God for that testimony for. You are returning from Shiloh this year as a living proof. Yeah. If you believe that's for you, let your amen show it. Yeah. How many living proofs are returning from Shiloh this year? Say me, I am returning as a living proof. Yeah. Say it again, louder, louder. I am returning as a living proof. The loudest you can, I am returning as a living proof. Shout it loud, amen. Amen. As you have declared it, God will make it happen for you. Amen. Before Shiloh next year, your testimony will be speaking loud and clear. Amen. If you receive, say, I receive it. Rise up on your feet, lift up your right hand to God, say, I am returning as a living proof. I am returning. Louder, 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 as a living proof. I am returning as a living proof. As you have declared it, it is settled in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. As we continue right now in this service, let's welcome the Shiloh Mass Choir as we praise Him.